In this video, we are going to talk about multiplying ministry beyond the main worship service. For many pastors, the Sunday worship service is the center of church life that is good and important. The gathered church worships God, hears the word, prays, sings, receives encouragement, and remembers that we belong to Christ and to one another. But the church's mission does not end when the worship service is dismissed. The church is also called to spread into homes, neighborhoods, workplaces, campuses, community spaces, and new ministry settings. In the New Testament, believers gathered in larger settings and in homes. The early church was not limited to one building or one weekly program. The gospel spread through households, relationships, hospitality, teaching, prayer, and the multiplication of leaders. That gives pastors an important question. What ministry could happen beyond the main worship service if more trained leaders were raised up? This is where micro churches, house churches, daughter churches, and soul centers can become helpful pathways. A micro church is a smaller expression of church life, often meeting in a home, workplace, neighborhood, or community setting. It may include worship, scripture, prayer, fellowship, discipleship, outreach, and pastoral care in a simple and relational form. A house church is a gathering of believers in a home, often focused on scripture, prayer, fellowship, meals, and mission. A daughter church is a new church expression planted or supported by an existing local church. A soul center in the Christian Leaders Alliance ecosystem can function as a locally recognized ministry society or ministry hub connected to trained and credentialed leaders. These expressions do not have to compete with the local church. When developed wisely, they can extend the church's reach. A pastor may look around and realize that one Sunday gathering cannot reach every neighborhood. One building cannot host every discipleship opportunity. One pastor cannot personally lead every group, every visit, every outreach, and every new ministry expression. But trained leaders can be multiplied. A retired couple may host a neighborhood Bible gathering. A young adult may gather friends for discipleship. A family may open their home for prayer and fellowship. A trained chaplain may begin a community care ministry. A church may commission a leader to plant a daughter gathering in a nearby town. The key is not size. The key is faithfulness, training, oversight, and gospel purpose. A microchurch or house church should not become an isolated project built around one personality. It should be rooted in Scripture, connected to wise leadership, and committed to making disciples. The main worship service remains important, but it can become a sending center. The gathered church worships, equips, and commissions. Then believers scatter into the world as witnesses. Pastor, your church may have more multiplication potential than you realize. There may be homes ready to open. There may be leaders ready to train. There may be neighborhoods waiting for Christian presence. There may be families who would attend a small gathering before they ever enter a church building. There may be unreached people near you who can be reached through simple relational ministry. This is not about abandoning the church. It is about activating the church. In the next video, we will talk about how a local church can send and support new ministry expressions with wisdom and care.